We start the new sugi here with Avtesim and Aleph. Okay? Start the new sugi with Avtesim and Aleph. Let's see the Mishnah. Okay? Go ahead, Asher. Let's go.
Maybe this is the innocent, if you bring it up from outside of Eretz Yisrael, and you have a loan of Fine Nachtam, and you're not able to send Fine Nachtam, the mutual of Edom is kind of a Kosam. If there are Edom written on it, then you verify the signatures. Echad Gitei Nashim, Echad Shikur Yavadim. Whether it's a document of divorce or a document of freedom, Shavu L'moach L'Nei. They both have the same laws regarding coming in and out of Eretz Yisrael. V'zu achas min hadrachim sheshavu gitei nashim l'shkarta. This is one of the ways in which gitei nashim is similar to shkarta.
Right. It's a strange Mishnah. It seems like the two parts are not related to one another, no? Did you notice that when you learned the Mishnah? It says that maybe Yunisiyam you cannot say, then Skamchosov. Then it says, like a new concept, right? Commenting on the fun and Echtov, it says this is one of the things that are equal. It's a strange Mishnah. Did you guys notice that when you read the Mishnah? Huh?
No?
Okay, at least you're honest, Lamaisa. Are you? And Yom, did you guys notice that when you read the Mishnah?
But I'm also looking in the Mishnayos, and the Mishnayos actually split them.
Do they?
Yeah. Mishnah Gimel ends in Iskayim B'chosmav.
And then there's a Mishnah Dal. That makes sense to me, because to me, what does one have to do with the other?
Yeah.
It's a big Yiddish. I don't know. That's a good question.
I mean, the Gemara also combines the first two Mishnayos.
What do you mean, the first two Mishnayos?
The Mishnah on Daf Beis is Mishnah Aleph and Mishnah Beis.
Oh, okay. A lot of times in the Tzuris HaShas, it's a little bit different.
Okay. So it seems like you're combining these.
Okay, the first comment we need to mention, Lamaisa. Let's see the Rashi, though. Go ahead, read the Rashi.
The Inu Yachol, the Farsh for the Mark.
Yeah, Shovel the Molochol, maybe.
Maybe. Lomar Panachol, to save the
right. In other words, there's a few before and after. Okay? All right. The first comment I want to make is the Taisus Rid. Did you look at the Taisus Rid on the Mishnah? Taisus Rid on the Mishnah says, Yimishalavori Miskayim Bechosomov. Yes? But he's also Goris the whole Sugi before. Did you notice how he combines that? Ir Dechad, Kamei Inleim Ir Dechad Bechule on the Mishnah. You know the whole discussion we just had before the Mishnah? Before the previous Mishnah, we had a whole discussion in the Gemara of how many people are protesting. Look at the Tosfos Rid. Tosfos Rid combines that whole block from the two dots before the Mishnah. You see that? He puts it together with our Mishnah. Did you notice that? Take a look at the Tosfos Rid. You guys see it? It says, and then it says, Ir Kama right afterwards. You see how he combines the two? You got that? Does everyone understand? He put that block under our Mishnah. Hello, guys, you hear what I'm saying? Are you? Yes. You hear that?
I don't.
What do you not see? You see our Mishnah? The four lines before, that's Irukama. I mean, Irukama is commenting on the Mishnah Dav Beis. If you look at the Taz Rid, he quotes our Mishnah, and then he says Irukama after our Mishnah. Yeah? So, L'churu Koshe, if we're talking about Miknin Siyam, what's the Kasha? Even if there's no ear, if you don't say the final Nechlu, it should be possible. According to the mayor, the Vlad's a Mamzer. No? What does the Mishnah say? If we're talking about maybe get Medina Siyam, if you don't say what? Even if there's no Orin at all, Lamaisa.
You should still have to
say. Yeah, how can you combine the whole sick of Orin and put it under our Mishnah? You understand what I'm saying? It says, what do you mean? He says, even if there's not an error, yes? You have to say b'fanenachtav, right? Because you're talking about a get a minisiyam. The get should be possible. The vlad should be a mamzer. You understand my kasha? According to Taisus Rid, Lamaisa, you don't say b'fanenachtav enough, you should be in trouble. You shouldn't be able to say yiskayim b'chosomov. That's only in Eretz Yisrael, but you don't have to say b'fanenachtav. But in Medina Siyam, where you have to say before the Nechav, Lamaisa, we got a what? We got a major problem, Lamaisa. So you must say that, and I want you to get this down, you must say that the Chachamim, Lamaisa, you must say that the Chachamim have a kula here. What's the kula? The Chachamim made a kula on someone who cannot say before the Nechav, they were actually the get, Kol Zman, there's no ear. I mean, one of the kulas One of the coolers, what's the most famous cooler that we have? That you can say b'funny neftov with one guy. But there's another cooler. Another cooler is if you have a guy who cannot say b'funny neftov, they're a machshir to get if there's no erud. That's what you want to say according to Taisus Rid. Okay? Then Kolzman, there's no erud. They were machshir if b'funny neftov, Kolzman, there was no erud. Okay? Everyone got that? Okay. All right, that's the first kiddush I want to point out. Number two. Let's get this down. The Pnei Yehoshua asks, there's a Gemara in Mishnah and Daf Yud Aleph from the base. Okay? Mishnah says in Daf Yud Aleph from the base, Machleis Rameir and the Chachamim, as to whether Shtar Shichur is a schus, is it a schus to go free for Neve Knaini? What is a Neve Knaini? What is a Neve Knaini, guys? Okay? A Neve Knaini is a non-Jewish man bought off the slave market. He goes to the Mila with Tefillah. He's a half Jew. Yes? If you free him because a full-fledged Jew's got to go to mikveh a second time, according to the Rambam, it's a D'oraisa, according to the Mikveh, it's a D'rabbanan. Yes? So let me ask you a question. According to the sheet of the Rabbanan, is it a schus to go free? Yes. According to the Meir, it's a chov, because the Avonim love Efkeris. Famous Machlois of Meir and the Chachamim. I need Alpha and Base. Okay? We've got to be Mechazbis on this mind, guys. This is it. What's going on here today? Come on. We always start share 115. Come on. We got to be bisman. The Torah, you got to, just because after Pesach, Binyamin, please. Jonathan Linder, please. Mayor, what's going on? Come on. It's already 121. The value of the Torah. You're waiting for the elevator. Come on. You're a healthy man, Leon Hara. You're a strong man. You're a healthy man.
16th floor.
You're a healthy man. 16th floor? It's not Belfer.
I was in Belfer.
Oh, you had to wait for the elevator.
Yeah.
I still can't give it to you. You're still a healthy man, Leon Hart. You're not going up, you're going down.
That's true.
Okay, come on, let's try to be macro as well. Just because they have to pace it, guys, you know, I want to finish the year strong. Jonathan Linder, you have the Gemara. Gemara, you have the Gemara there.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. Binyamin. Okay? So according to the Rabbanon, it's a schus. It's a schus to go free, yes? It's a schus to go free. It's a schus to go free. So I have a kasha for you guys. The shliach that delivers the get from Medina Siham automatically becomes a shliach l'kabbalah. You know what a shliach l'olacha is? What's a shliach l'olacha, we've said? You deliver the get. But he morphs into a shliach l'kabbalah because the second that what? That he gets it from the Adon, he should represent who? The Eved. And he should go free. So a shliach l'kabbalah does not have to say b'fanenach. We learned at the very beginning of the year. Do you remember the first Rashi in the Mishnah? Didn't the first Rashi in Masechet is getting say l'holacha? Lafuke what? Lafuke a shliach l'kabbalah. He doesn't have to say b'fanei nechtav. Shliach l'kabbalah, baal's gomer megarish. You don't have to say what. He's not going to come to protest. Doesn't Rashi say that?
Second Rashi, yeah.
What does he say? What's the first one say? Medina about Lebar Mibavol? Lebar Mibavol. What's the second one? L'holacha. Kabbalah doesn't have to say b'fanei nechtav. Once you're done, right? So the Pnei Yehoshua says, Lamai, this is a bomb kasha. Understand this. How can you tell me b'funny nechtav? How can you tell me b'funny nechtav? Lamai, how could it be? How could you say b'funny nechtav? It's a schus. According to the Rabbanan, you go free. The shliach is bringing together the shliach like a ball. He doesn't have to say. So how could the Mishnah say, oh, echad gittin nashim echad shikravam shav l'molach l'mayvi? What is l'molach l'mayvi synonymous with? B'funny nechtav. You don't have to say b'funny nechtav your shliach like a ball. In the slot of an Evik 90, in the slot of Evik 90, you're a shliach like a Kabbalah. So you don't have a funny nechtav. Right? The end of the Mishnah says that they're equal agave vis a vis funny nechtav. That's a Pnei Yehoshua's kasha. It's a bomb kasha. No? It's a bomb kasha. So the Pnei Yehoshua wants to say, don't give me the answer by saying, oh, that's only according to Manor 10 Kishi. And our Mishnah says Holech. And Holech is Lav Kishi. Because the Gemara says later on, Holech is Kishi, according to one Shita. How's that going to, how is the Mad number Holech Kishi answer that Kasha? Second of all, what's Rabbeinu Tam Shita? And Yud Beis and Beis, that Shikra is always like a what? A Milva. Everyone holds Holech Kishi. So you're stuck. So Mad is a great Kasha. Mishnah says, oh, I want you to get the Nashi Shtar Karan are equal. How are they equal? The Fanei Nechah, Fanei Nechah. Equal, Fanei Nechah, Fanei Nechah. What are you talking about? It doesn't have to say it if you just say it for Kabbalah. And my Shtar Shikra is automatically Shlich Kabbalah. It's a bomb kasha. So what's the teretz? So Pnei Yeshua says like this, Arya. Dafka by a Gerisha. Dafka by a Gerisha. Does a woman what? Does a woman become a Shlicha Kabbalah? Dafka by Gerisha. Does a woman make a Shlicha Kabbalah? Because the Baal knows that the divorce is done. He's not going to protest. But Evan, not everyone knows it's a Shchus. Not everyone knows that. Because it's a Shchus Lishtach, the Shlicha becomes a Kabbalah. We're conscious the Baal doesn't know that. And we're conscious the Baal still might come and protest. See, everyone knows, the Baal knows, when it comes to Gerisha, that the divorce is finished once what? Once it gets to the Shlicha Kabbalah. But by Shtar Shikra, not everyone knows that. So we need the Shlicha to say, B'fanei Nechlev, B'fanei Nechlev. You hear what I'm saying? That's the Chiddush of Pnei Yeshua. Not everyone knows that what that Beglal is a Shchus Lishtachrer, that the Shlicha should become a Shlicha Kabbalah. And we're conscious that he might not know, and he might protest. So it's Yetz Lefizei Achidish. Even though the Eved is already free, from the time the Shtar gets to the hand of the Shliach is still believed to say B'fanei Nechlev when he brings out the Shtar and gives it to the Eved. Why? What's the answer? I thought he's a Shliach of Kabbalah. No. Even though the Eved already is free already, from the time that the Shtar got to the Shliach's hand, but the Shliach still believed to say B'fanei Nechlev when he takes out the Shtar, because he doesn't know this at all. He doesn't know that what it's a Shchus, and therefore we're chayshu the Baal might be Ma'ar, and that's why we say B'fanei Nechlev. So if anyone asks you, can you ever envision a situation where Shliach Kabbalah saying B'fanei Nechlev? Yes, you can, in this case. In this case, when he delivers it. Yes, Arya.
Why do you have to go into the whole thing, oh, people might not know it's a Shchus?
Yeah.
Why not just say, it's a Shliach Kabbalah was bringing the Shtar, but at the end of the day, we don't know if the Baal actually sent it, and so we still would require Kiyum, and therefore we'll have this Kula of Aguna to allow B'fanei Nechlev. Why do you have to go into this whole house to say...
You tell me. Because it's already done. It's a moot point.
Well,
the guy's free already.
What do you mean?
No, technically...
If the husband actually gave the shliach the get...
Right.
Then he's free. But now... Or not husband, the owner. But then, let's say tomorrow the master comes and he says, it's mezuyah.
Right.
So that's like weird... He's only free if it's not.
Well, my response to you is, I was thinking, once you say B'fanei Nechlev, we don't care about his ear anymore.
Well, that's why we equate them. That's the point. The Gemara says.
No, but the Pnei Yeshua is not saying that. The Pnei Yeshua is saying you could still have the Baal not knowing that and come to be Mavarer.
But I'm saying, why do you need the Shliach's whole Mahalak?
No,
why not just say,
that's why,
him and, yes, no, if it's true, if that is...
No, that's why I'm saying, Gufa, that's why he needs to say B'fanei Nechlev, B'fanei Nechlev, to prevent him from coming to Mavarer.
Right, no, yeah.
That's why you need him to say it. That's what I'm saying.
You don't need this whole Mahalak of people not knowing it's a Shchus or nothing. You can just say, once the Shliach brings the get, so brings the Shechar, so you need him. Because you need Kiyum, because we don't know if it's real or not, and we allow the use of B'fanei Nechlev for Kiyum here, just like we allow it by Get.
But once...
Why do you need the whole Mahalach of people don't know?
Because you need that Mahalach, because the B'fanei Nechlev, according to the Ron, is only a program for Shlich L'Holacha, not the Kabbalah. You have a situation here, which we've presented, that you have for a Shlich L'Kabbalah, B'fanei Nechlev, which doesn't work. So you have to fix it up. And how do you fix it up? You fix it up by saying what we're saying. That he didn't know, Lamaisa. That he doesn't, people don't know that it's a Shchus, and therefore, there is a legitimate concern he might be involved. We need to stave that off, so we need him to say B'fanei Nechlev. That's why I'm saying that this is a Chiddush. That a Shlich LeKabbalah is actually saying B'fanei Nechlev in this case. Even according to the Ron, that's the Chiddush. And even though he's already been free, Lamaisa, still believed.
This is all within the Ron.
Yes, this is all within the Ron. That said, that a Shlich HaKabbalah cannot say B'fanei Nechlev. That's the Chiddush you want to suggest. Okay? Now it comes along Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Let's get it. Rabbi Akiva Eiger is Choylek on the Pnei Yeshua. What does he say? He says, the Mishnah is talking about where the Adon said to the Shlich, you be a Shlich LaHalacha. He said specifically, you be a Shlich LaHalacha. Okay? Everyone got this? You be a Shlich LaHalacha, specifically. Where he says a blushon holich or tain, and you hold it to schus, then he would be a shlich kabbalah. You would not need to say b'fanei nechlev, b'fanei nechlev. He actually is cholik on the Pnei Yeshua, and he says no. The Mishnah is saying where explicitly he says a shlich kabbalah. In Echanami, a shlich kabbalah never has to say. So what emerges, a big machloikis, in the Pnei Yeshua Bikiveya, could you envision a case of a shliach Kabbalah saying Fanei Netav? Comes along the Ksav Sofer, and he says, listen to this, which is more chomer in the eyes of the husband? Shichra or Gerushin? Gerushin is much more chomer, he's divorcing his wife. He's not going to come to Mavar after it's already taken effect. Just like Chazar doesn't work, Tokadei Dibor. Remember we learned that by Gittin? Because it's so strong? You can't be Chazar about Tokadei Dibor, Bob Basa, Kuflam, and Amanal. But Shichra, Chazar works Tokadei Dibor. Because it's not so chomer in the eyes of the husband. So he's freeing his slave. So Rechosh, even if it's already Chal, he'll change his mind and come to Mimavar. That's why. We're coming, even though the guy is Ksav's over saying that maybe he is free. But we're still Chosh because, you know what? It's no big deal. It's not just a serious transaction. Gerushin is a very serious transaction. Guy's divorcing his wife, Meir Has. But Shar Shichra is not as serious. So therefore, we're always afraid that he might change his mind, even after the guy might be afraid. So to fend that off, what do we say? We say you say b'fanenech. That's what the Ksav Sofer wants to say. Halacha l'maisa. So it comes out that Pnei Yeshua and Ksav Sofer say we have a case of a shliach l'kabbalah, and we have a case of a shliach l'kabbalah saying b'fanenech. According to Rabbi Kivega, no, the Mishnah in that case where he explicitly said you're a what? You're a shliach l'olach. Okay, excellent. Let's see the Gemara, guys. Let's see. We got a lot to do, guys. A lot to do. Let's go. Let's focus. Let's go. Go ahead. Let's see the Gemara. Okay, go ahead, Ash. Let's see the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara, guys. Let's go. It's working. Oren, ready? Go ahead. My what? What does it mean he can't say? What do you mean, my Enei Chaloma? Ilema. Does this seem familiar, this Gemara?
It's an exact copy.
What da? Hey. Hey, Ralph. Excellent. Please, Ezra, listen. Okay, go ahead.
Ilema Karsh.
Karish.
If you'll say it's a death meter.
Oh, is a cheres bar yisudah gita? Atpanad. We learn in the Mishnah. Go ahead. Where is that Mishnah? Where is that Mishnah? Are you? Kaf Gimel Amud Aleph. That Mishnah is Kaf Gimel Amud Aleph. Go ahead.
Ilayim a cheres.
We learn in
Mishnah.
Everyone is kosher to bring a get. Excellent. So how can you tell me that he's kosher? Look at Rashi. Chutz.
Chutz mi cheresh sotah bekasa.
Shota. Yeah, go ahead.
She'ein bahem das.
They have no das. Lomais Gemara says it. The cheresh. Go ahead.
Ve'ein shlichus an shlichus
ligarish. Saka will be counted as a shlichus. Ligarish. Excellent. So great kasha. What's the teretz? It's going Amar of Yosef.
Amar of Yosef. Rav Yosef says, hacha b'mayaskinam. Here, what are we dealing with?
It's funny, I just showed over to the guys in Brachas we did a Gemara with Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef was what? Excellent. Do you know what he said in Kedushin? Alam al Aleph, Amar Aleph? No, he said that he used to say that the halach is like, they used to tell him when the halach is like the Rabbanan that assumes a blind person's chayav mitzvahs, when they originally said, Allah is like a beauty, the Sumas Patna Mitzvahs, and he did it voluntarily. He made a yanta for the Rabbanim because he thought he was a great man doing things voluntarily. But then, when he heard Rav Chanina's statement, God Allah, Mitzvah of Yosef, Yosef, Mishaina Mitzvah of Yosef, that greater are you commanded than what? Than done voluntary, he said he made a yanta when they heard Allah is not like a either. That thank God he's Mechuyiv. Why is it? I told over the guys two reasons why is it called Mitzvah. One is, Tosfos says, because of what? Well, Tosfos didn't say Yitzhar. The Ritva says that. Tosfos says you're afraid you're going to be over, and you conquer the challenges, and you still do it. Similarly, Yitzhar, but the Ritva actually says Yitzhar like you. But when you do something voluntarily, it's pas pasalo. You know that phrase, pas pasalo? The bread's in the basket. I mean, you can always walk away from it, because you know it's voluntary. So it's no big deal. But when you're obligated in something, you know, when you're obligated in something, you do it. The Ritva says, like you said, the Yetzirah says, you know, I like people say they don't like to be told what to do. Hashem tells you what to do. Right? And you conquer Yetzirah and you do it, you get that much more reward. Fumtzar Agra. You know, then for your first reaction is, who are you to tell me what to do? What do you mean? It's Hashem. Hashem's telling you what to do. But you're conquering that. So you get much more. That's who Rav Yosef is. So Rav Yosef comes along and says, go ahead, Rav Yosef.
Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, help up on my skin. What are you doing with? He gave it to her when he was healthy.
You never have enough time to say until they became what?
Definitely.
Excellent. That's what we said over there, no? Didn't we say that in Ham and Bays?
Yeah, that's
what. So that's the end of Yechol Omer. So he went. So it was a shliach. He actually delivered it. We said it in Ham and Aleph.
Yeah.
So Lamaisa, let's comment on this. What did Tosfos say earlier in Ham and Bays in the Ron? What did they prove from here? Oren, please, let's get it. What did they prove from here? That you could say the fun and after, the giving of the get. Because it says he gave it to her. Doesn't it say that?
Yep.
He gave it to her when he was healthy, and he didn't have enough time. He got a stroke, God forbid. Come on, old slot. What do you see from here? Let's get it down. Tosfos says in Hanavid Zemowski, Lenin, the Ron, that you could save a fun and nechtav after the giving of the get. What does Tosfos ask? What does Tosfos ask over there? What does Tosfos ask, Lamaisa? Didn't it say Yachshav Yidlam and Shum Tzarech Lam Rishas Nesinin? Don't we have to take it back from her and give it to her and say Rishas Nesinin? What's the answer? Here we're talking about when? Tochs Tei Dibor. Our case is the guy got a stroke, Toch Tei Dibor. God forbid. And we see that you could say it afterwards, but he wasn't able to say it afterwards. So what do you have no choice? It's Kaim Chosomo. So it comes along that Tosfos Rid. Let's get it. Comes along that Tosfos Rid. And Tosfos Rid asks, Masha in the Mishnah, that the only reason why he can't say it is because why? He became deaf. What happens if he did not become deaf? Can he say it afterwards? Can he say it afterwards if he didn't become deaf? Yes. It's Masha that way he can say it after the delivery of the get. Correct that Tosfos Rid, he's no longer a shliach. How can you believe this save a fine after? You're no longer a shliach. You gave it already. Isn't that a great question? No, please get that down, Lamaisa. How's it shayach? Are you in the computer? Right? You hear him asking? Tosfos Rid says the guy became a stroke, God forbid, right afterwards. So you see, you could say a token of Dibor right after the Nesina, but the bottom line is, I don't understand. How is he believed to say the final Nathan once he gave it? He's no longer a shliach. It's a great kasha. So the Tosfos Rid answers, well, if there's no protesting, he can say it after the Nesina. If there's zero to bow, then he can't say it after the Nesina. I don't understand what's the smart. Number one, kasha on the Tosfos Rid. Number two, according to the Tosfos Rid, the Shitaso, what was he going to the Mishnah? I said in the beginning of the year. He said, Imei Sherlav Oren. So we are talking about this in Ira Rabau. There was an Ira Rabau. Afal Pikain, if he wouldn't have become what? Deaf, the Bafana Nechlev would have worked. Yes? The Bafana Nechlev would have worked. Why would it work? He's no longer a Shliach. So again, Nachamo, two kashas according to Tosfos Rid. Let's get it. What are the two kashas according to Tosfos Rid? Number one, Tosfos Rid says, Mashmar Mishnah, that he's dafka not able to say because he got a stroke. What happens if he didn't become deaf? What happens if he didn't become deaf? What's the din?
He
could say it after the Nesina. Tosfos Rid says, what do you mean he can say after the Nesina? No longer a shliach, number one. So the answer is, no problem. There's no ira rabah, you can say it afterwards. If there's ira rabah, you can't say it afterwards. What's the swar for that? And number two, Tosfos Rid, the Shitaso says, if there's orin, he's Goris Mishnah Mishloren. So the Mishnah's talking about there is Ira Baal. If there is Ira Baal, then if he didn't become deaf, Mefane Nechtav would have worked. Right? Mefane Nechtav would have worked. Why would it have worked, Lamaisa? Yeah? Why would it have worked? What do we always say if there's Ira? What must you do? Niskayim? Niskayim Kosomov. Right? So why would it work? So, Lamaisa, what emerges from this whole discussion, and let's get it, Mayor, is that there are two manners which a Baal can protest before Bafana Nechtav. Okay? What are the two manners that he can protest before he set out Bafana Nechtav? What are the two manners in which a guy can protest before Bafana Nechtav? What are the two cases where a guy can protest? Number one, before the actual giving of the get. And number two, after the giving of the get, before the Bafana Nechtav. There are two scenarios a guy could ma'ar. One is before the giving again. Two is after the Mesirah, but before the Shlicha said Bafana Nechtav. If I tell you, give me two scenarios where the Baal can protest, there it is. Number one is before the Mesirah said again. Number two is after the Mesirah, before Bafana Nechtav. Torah is Gittin, quotes in Simekup Man Besef Konalev, B'Shem the Beis Shmuel, that if the Baal protests before the Mesirah said again, the shliach is believed to say b'fanei nechtav. And the Tereskin argues and says, the Baal is vadai neman, Be'irur. Because he had a migut of a vatal, the shlichus. And a fanenetav is a work of the shlich. Okay? But if he's ma'aref, then as soon as he gets, he has no more migu anymore. What's the migu? That he couldn't vatal the shlichus. But once it gets given, he can't vatal the shlichus anymore. So therefore, fanenetav would work. So according to this read, Amir's fanenetav of a shlich doesn't work as soon as he gets, where does he rabal? So let's go over the whole thing here. Please, guys, let's get it. The Taz is read, and I'm kissing the Taz is read. Taz is read is saying, Chiddush, you can find two situations with the Baal Ki Ma'ara before Bafan and Eftav. What are those two situations? Number one, before the Nesina. Number two, after the Nesina, before what? Before Bafan and Eftav. Taz Gittin quotes the Beis Shmuel that if it's Ma'ara, Kodam Asiris again, the Shliach is Neman to say Bafan and Eftav. Yes? That's a big chiddush. That if the Baal is ma'ara kodim the mesir zaget, the shlich can still offset that by saying what? B'fanei nechtav. And the Torah Skitin says that's wrong. The Torah Skitin says that the Baal is vada neman b'irur because he had a migun vatal shlich. B'fanei nechtav shlich does not work. But if he's ma'ara after the nesina zaget, then he has no migun anymore. Because why? Because you can't be mavat. What's the migu? They can mavat l'shi. You can't do it if the get was given. You follow what I'm saying? So mafanei nechtav should work. Again, guys, come on. I want you to get this. In situations where there's irum and dinas yam and mafanei nechtav was said, what is the din? How do these two things relate to one another? How do these two things relate to one another? So the pshat is lemaisa, is that the baal can protest. This is we're saying shtigl tires. The Balkan protests before Fanenechta, before the Mesir get after the Mesir, before Fanenechta. Torah Skitin says from the Beis Shmuel, if the Baal's Ma'arer, Kodim the Mesir get, the Shliach is Neman to save a Fanenechta. Yes? Torah Skitin is Cholik on that and says the Baal is Neman Be'irur with a Migu that he couldn't have out to the Shliach. Yes? But his Ma'arer after, then he has no Migu, so then Fanenechta would work. According to his Rid, Fanenechta the Shliach after the Sina never works. Where there's Irur Abal. According to Israel, it never works, the funny nectar, where there's Irur Abal. You follow me? See, according to the Torah is getting it would. See, it turns out to be a machloikis between the Torah is getting the Maisa. Turns out to be a machloikis between the Beis Shmuel and the Torah is getting. But according to the Torah is read the Rishon, the Maisa, it never works. According to the Torah is read, once you never believed. Why you never believe the funny nectar? Because you what? You gave the what? You gave the get already. So Fanenechtav is never going to work after the Nesinus get where the zero of Baal. You're really off tzuris. You have no migu anymore. Yes? So according to what? According to the Torah Skitin, it does work. According to the Beis Shmuel, it doesn't work, Lamaisa. The Baal's Ma'ar, according to the Shliach, is Neman. But if it's Ma'ar afterwards, Lamaisa, you're done. If it's Ma'ar afterwards, you're not believed to say Fanenechtav once the get is given. So it's a machleis who? Who's the machleis team? The Beis Shmuel and who else? Torah Skitin. As to whether what? B'fanei nechtav is believed after the get has been given. According to the Beis Shmuel, yes? If the Baal is Ma'ar, Kodim, then seriously get the Shliach is Neman to say B'fanei nechtav. Torah Skitin says no. The Baal is Neman before the Mesiris get. Because he has a Migu. He's not believed afterwards. So again, let's fine-tune it. The Machlokas is, are you believed to say Fanechtav before the Mesiris get, if there was an Irur Abal? We're always used to, you know, Rimiskai Bechosoma! Does Fanechtav work, Lamaisa, before the Mesiris get to offset an Irur? Usually we think, Irur! You have to do the Skai Bechosoma! Irur, the siren, Irur! It's the sign of an ordering, like a siren. So what do you do? Skai Bechosoma, Skai Bechosoma. Well, can you do the funny nechtav to get rid of the error? Yes or no? Before the Mesiris Zaget, can you or not? So Beis Shmuel says, what? You can. The Torah Skitin says, what? Torah Skitin says, you cannot, because he has a migu. He couldn't move out to the Shliach. Well, according to Tosis Rid, everyone agrees that funny nechtav does not work after what? Funny nechtav does not work after the Nesina Zaget. According to Tosis Rid, everyone agrees that a funny nectar of the shliach will not work after the Nesinus get with a zero about. Question is, what's going to be before? Will that be a wayable to get out of it or not? Halach lamais. This is what we want to bring out in this din. So let's keep it straight, okay? Let's keep it straight. Is the Shliach believe once there's a Messiah again? No way. It's no longer a Shliach, according to Tesri. Is he believe before? The Mice, if there was an error, the Sif, whatever? According to Beis Shmuel, yes. According to the Torah Shkitin, he is not, because he doesn't have a Migu in him. According to the Beis Shmuel, the Mice, the Shliach is Neman. Torah Shkitin says, no, the Baal is Vadai Neman, because why? He has a Migu. That's all before the Nesinus get. Once they have the Nesinus get, Lamaisa, you not believe, you don't have a Migu anymore. And according to this reason, you never believe, because you're no longer what? You're no longer a Shliach. Okay. Yes, Binyamin, go ahead.
What's the Beis Shmuel Svara? Meaning, is it just that he...
Beis Shmuel Svara is that if the Baal is Marv before the Nesinus get, the Shliach's Neman to offset that.
Right, so I understand, like, that's his Kiddush, but... Based off of what? Where does it say that?
Well, because the Torah Skin says you have a Migu. The Baal's Neman because he has a Migu.
Torah Skin says the Hefot based on the Migu, which is
yeah, so you're saying, what does the Beis Shmuel do with the Migu? What does he do with the Migu? Lamaisa. What does he do with the Migu? He says the Baal's Marer, Shliach is Neman.
He just declares that the Shliach
that was part of the Kula. Yeah, it was part of the Kula. The Shliach, in all situations, believe the Sifan and Nechtav. Even if there's an error. Even if there's an error. That was part of the Takana. The Takana was said even when there's error.
So for the issue of the Beis Shmuel.
What did you say?
So the Beis Shmuel says it's an issue after the Nesina?
Well, I thought, you know, what you're bringing out is the Beis Shmuel is definitely against Rabbein Avigdor. Because when you have error, you need Kimin HaTorah. So he's definitely saying against that. Because once you had error, you need Kimin HaTorah. He says if you had error, you could just do a fine after. So I'm saying that's a tremendous what? That's a tremendous Chiddush, Lamaitz, in saying this. That he seems to be going against Rabbeinu Avigdor, the Beis Shmuel, because he's saying that if the Baal's Ma'orer before the Messiah gets it, no problem. The Shliach can just say funny enough. What do you mean? Don't you need Kimin HaTorah? He's obviously saying not that way. Mm-hmm. He's obviously saying not that way, and the Torah Skitten doesn't say what I said. He says because you have a Migu. The Baal's Neman because he has a Migu. According to Tosfos written, you never believed afterwards anyway.
Well, that's not against
No, it's not against Rabbein Avigdor, but the Beis Shmuel is against Rabbein Avigdor.
The Beis Shmuel is against Rabbein Avigdor. It's against the
You want to know what the Svar is? I'm saying it's all part of the Kula. Part of the Kula is the Shlisa in front of Nechta. That's part of the Kula. Okay.
So
that's the Kiddush you want to bring out.
Say that. That's like, you're giving so much power to...
It is a big koyach. It's a tremendous koyach.
Even against the Das of the Baal.
Yeah, like, you're right. That's his Nemanus. It's Koch and Nemanus.
What happens to the Baal?
That's the Beis Shmuel. That's what the Beis Shmuel
did.
Oh, that's what he didn't do. We don't even have to have Adam that he did that, Lamais. He didn't say that we had to have Adam.
What happens if he did? Like, in
then it would be a problem. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. But he didn't do it. We don't have. He has a Migu of that. There's no Raya that he did that.
Right, but he has a Migu that I could
I'm saying it's part of the Kulas, and we're not worried about that. They took away the Migu. Okay, very good. That's the Chiddush you want to bring out, guys. This is a very interesting discussion because we're always used to saying. And once you say b'fanei nechtav is done, the husband can't do any error. Well, what happens if he does an error and he haven't said b'fanei nechtav? So we're always used to saying, for the case of Eretz Yisrael, maybe get Eretz Yisrael, and it's rach lom b'fanei nechtav, you may still have orim iskai b'chusav. Well, this is the case of chutz l'aretz, right? And the case of chutz l'aretz is that the guy got a stroke, l'maisa, so what do you do, Gottfried? All you do is iskai b'chusav. But what happens, l'maisa, if there was orim and there was b'fanei nechtav? That's where this is such a critical... That's where this is critical, where it comes up, Lamaisa. Okay? Seems like you could say it even after the Nesina, and you're no longer what? You're no longer a Shliach. So it says, well, if there's no error, he could say it, the Baal can protest after the Nesina, and the Zira Baal is not believed to say B'fanei Nechtav after the Nesina. So, if there's no error Baal, the Baal can say B'fanei Nechtav after the Nesina. If there's error Baal, then once you're not believed at all, Halacha Lamaisa. Okay? So that's the Chiddush that we want to bring out here. Okay, let's see the Tais now inside. Guys, look inside. Let's see inside. Your Maskel Shovel. Azur, are you with me? Okay, you're doing a great job, Ash. Go ahead.
All right.
Let's see Tais.
Shovel, the Moloch, the Meg.
Which is a synonym for what word? The Funai Nechtav, what?
The Funai Nechtav.
Excellent. Go ahead.
The Im Tomar, I'll ask. Vishloma, the Isha, Have Mishum Iguna.
I understand a woman, there's a din of Iguna. So that's why we were Meiko by what?
Is only requiring
the exactly, we only require one aid, that's correct. One shliach, go ahead.
Well,
what kind of tying down? Is he going to be stuck as an aguna? Go ahead. You know, there is a concept of guna for a man. What's the concept of guna for a man? Let's say his wife refuses to accept the get. Let's say the wife refuses to accept the get. What's he supposed to do?
Does
a heter meir rabbanim?
Doesn't make a difference for the Gemara. The Gemara didn't have the tekana.
I understand that, but I'm saying to you, I'm pointing out to you, Lamai, so what does this mean? He says, Bishlam abishim shumi gunin. What about by what? What a man? There's no probably gunin by a man. There it could be. Let's say she refuses the divorce. Well, Bizmana Gemara, you can marry multiple women. So what's the problem? But during the times of what? Rabbeinu Gershom. He made the cherem, he can't marry multiple women. It was for 500 years. But the Ramah says, year 1000. The Ramah says, we observed Rabbeinu Gershom mitam minig till the Mashiach comes. So what do you do nowadays? There's a problem with the guna. Let's say she does refuse to receive the get. What's he supposed to do? So he needs to get a heter meir rabbanim. 100 rabbis from 3 different countries, or Israel, Europe, and America. They sign on it. That releases the cherem, he can marry another woman. But you have to put together the get's ready to go. Anytime she wants to take the get's ready to go. He's got to take care of her financially, too. Yes, go ahead, Aaron.
Can someone just throw the get into her four amos and then...
You're not allowed to do it because mine is that. It's a cherem driven agirishim. That's a third cherem. One is you can't marry multiple women. Two is you can't divorce your wife against her will. Three is you can't open someone's mail. So that's an aveirah. In fact, Lamaisa, they talk about ein shliach levar aveirah. If you give the shliach to give it against her will, that might be called ein shliach levar aveirah. Maybe it's not chal. Remember we had that? Mm-hmm. We had a tzitzis of moment see that said on Yudim and Beis that anytime you say ein shliach levar aveirah, the Lamaisa is not chal. So maybe the get's not even chal. No review as a chuk.
Why would it be chal? There's like four different reasons why it would be chal. The shliach doesn't work. So therefore,
no, I'm saying when you say ein shliach levar aveirah, the shliach is not chal. Right. So the get wouldn't be good. So
the get wouldn't be good in the first place because of the takanas of Rabbeinu Gershom.
I understand that, but the evidence, if it was done, is it still good? It's not so posh. It might be still good, but the evidence. So I'm saying not that way if you appoint a shliach. Because anytime you say ein shliach levar aveirah, it's not chal. So what's the tzitzis kasha? Go ahead, read again from the beginning there, Asher. Shavu.
Shavu l'malchut. Vim tamar, I'll ask. Bishlama b'isha havi b'shuni gun. Makes sense by a woman to say fanecha fanecha. We have the case of the gun. Aval be'ebed ma igunish. What's the problem by ebed that would require us to be so mekul? Di'i mishun da'asim v'bas korin u b'shivka. If you'll say that the problem is he'll be forbidden to both a free woman and a maidservant,
because when you're an Eved Kenani, can you marry a Shivcha? Yes. When you're an Eved Kenani, can you marry a regular Jewish woman? No. So maybe you'll say he's stuck. Where does that remind you of? Being stuck. Excellent. Mishnah and Lamaches. Gittin. What does Bishami say to Basil? Kofin also, because you got no choice. What's he supposed to do? He can't marry any woman. So the same thing here. He's in limbo. So maybe that's the igun, right? Read it again. Abav Eved Ma Igun.
Abav Eved Ma Igunish. What chain is there by an Eved? The imishum dasur baskorin uva shivcha. You say the problem is because he'll be forbidden to a baskorin and a shivcha. Lo liaske hashlech levin get zeh.
Then don't give the get. Don't give the get shikur. Shehevi what?
Shehevi mevedina seh.
Vilo what?
Lo yaser v'shivcha.
It's great. Don't give it, and then you won't be yaser v'shivcha. You're made in Eved Kenani. What is the motivating problem here? Vigun. Asher was mechavim to tell his kasha, right? It's a great kasha. Why don't you just, you don't need two edim and shum igun. Why by get it's enough with the shliach, you don't need two edim. But by eved, what kind of igun is there? What kind of igun is there? It's a great kasha. It's a great kasha. Okay? Meaning that we should what? What's the reason why we should believe the shliach to say b'fanei nechta, like it says in Gimel Av, shumi guna? Tosfos says no shayach egun be'eved. Now, why do we claim b'get isha mezuyev? What did Tosfos say? We mentioned that yesterday. Why don't we say by get isha tainin mezuyev? What did Tosfos say? Because of what? Because mishumi guna. What did the Ran say? Kishna mamona shobal. Right? What did Tosfos say? The nafkamina between them is those two reasons. What's the nafkamina between the two reasons? I'll tell you what the nafkamina is. Eved. Wow. Eved's a nafkamina. Why is Eved a nafkamina? Why do you think Eved's a nafkamina? What'd you say?
He is owned by the Baal.
Say it again?
He is the chattel of the Baal. And
By Eved, there's a guna, like Taisa says here. It's not shaykh to say, but it's not shaykh. He is Mamona Shobal.
Right.
So that'll be the difference. So if you say Mishum Iguna, then you won't have to do Tainina, right? But if you say Mishum what? Mamona Shobal, it's not Mamona Shobal. He is Mamona Shobal. So then you would want to do Tainina. You would want to do Tainina. So this is a great kasha. What type of Isser is there at all, Mamaisa? What have you done wrong, Mamaisa? Okay? That's the kasha. Now, the Gerish Yerochim, okay, this is the kasha l'maisa that I wanted you to see. Okay? It's a great kasha. It's a great kasha. What the vigun is there? You have no problem here. What are you doing? Just don't give the get, l'maisa. Just don't give the get. Yeah? Everyone got that? Just don't give the get. Now, the bottom line is that according to Taisus Rid, and the Tosfos reading the Chesed Beis and the Rashba here, it's not Shaykh Igun be'Eved, Eved Igun, but what is there? But Eved is Hukas Lekarka. I'm sorry, Eved is Hukas Lekedisha. So the Chamim equated them. That's what the Tosfos Rid seems to say. Yes? Even though there's no Shaykh Igun, don't bother me with that. We made a complete blanket comparison between what? Gedisha and Eved Knayim. So even though there's no Shaykh Aguna, I don't care. It doesn't bother me. We have a flat-out comparison between Gedish and Eved. You follow what I'm saying? You got this? So don't bother me with that. Who says it's Teretz? That's what the Teretz Rid says in Chesed Beis and the Rashba. But the Ramban and the Chiddush Ran add on to Teretz's Kasha. What do they add on? They add on and they say it's Muchuk from Avraham Gamliel that there's no Eved Be'igun. Why? What do they allow on Amud Beis? Did you guys get to that about the stencils? Mm-hmm. By a get, we were makel the what? Sign the Eidim on to cut out the stencils. Yes? Star Shikra and other stars, they didn't have a kula. I don't understand, according to Taisus. Why don't they have that kula? Isn't there Igun? Isn't there Igun also by Evan? Yes? Isn't there Igun also by Evan? Right? Must be there's no Igun by Evan. Because we only have the kula of stencils by what? Get, not by Evan. So this is who has the support? The Ramban and the Ran support this kasha. So the Pnei Yeshua says like this. Let's get it down.
What's the kasha?
The kasha is that Eved, there's no problem of Aguna. And I'll prove it to you. Because on Amud Beis, the kula about stencils, they only have by a Gedish, they don't have by an Eved. If there was a problem of Aguna by what? By Eved, they would have stencils too as well. They'd have the heter of stencils as well. We don't have the heter of stencils. Why don't we have the heter of stencils? You follow me? That proves that there's no Igun. That's what the Ramban and the Chiddush Ran add on. So the Pnei Yeshua says like this. Davka, when you sent the Shtar Shikur to an Eved Medina Siam where they make him a Shumiguna. Because why? Why, Binyamin? Because you might not ever do Iskai Mikosomov. But to Mimakshur Eidim that don't know how to write stencils, that's not such an Iguna. So find other Eidim. You know what I mean? It's not ruinous. You know what the word ruinous in English means? It's going to mess you up. It's not ruinous. Get other Eidim. By Isha, they're Mako, because why? You have to get quick to get a get, because why? Maybe he'll die and she'll fall in front of Yibum. So you can't play games. If the master died, so the son is Yarishim. What's the big deal? So the son will free him. You know what I mean? But the man is, you know, if he falls, he's got to fall. If he dies, falls to Yibum. So I want you to get that down. There's a big chiluk in two, says the Pnei Yeshua. By Shtar Shikur, by Minisiyam, they were Mako, because why? Maybe you'll never be able to Miskayim Kosama. So there had to be a Kula, Abaya, Eved Knayim, by the Shliach, Mishumigunu. Because maybe Taka will be stuck. But Machshirin the stencil, I mean, the stencil, you don't have the, if you don't find these Einim, you can't do these Einim, get other Einim. The Ramban, that's the Pnei Yeshua's answer. Pnei Yeshua comments on Rashi Maskel Begitin. The Ramban and the Ran and the Ritva, they give a different teretz. I want you to get this. You know what they say? When you deliver a get from Nisyam, there's Igun by Eved too. Because if the Shtar Shikur is received and you don't say a funny Nechtav, he's in a limbo. He's Asher of Ben Chorin and of Shivcha. Because he got the Shtar Shikur, but you don't know if it's true. You don't know if it's forged or not. So on one hand, it's free. Yes? On the other hand, I don't know if he's free, so he can't marry anybody. That's a big problem. By Evid, that's Dafka Lamaisa what? So that's why Edom that don't know how to sign, Dafka get Isha, we're afraid he's going to go to Menina Siam, and she'll be stuck as a good. By Evid, there's no Ikum. He can always marry a Shifcha. He can always marry a Shifcha. If you don't find Edom that know how to sign it, so let him stay married to a Shifcha. That's a Chura Kosha Aleim Tainis at Taisis. But Taisis don't give, Taisis can always say don't give the star. Then you'll be Mutter B'Shifcha. Right? And the Ran says the same thing. He says sometimes the Adam will give the star to the Eved through a Shliach Baal Korcho Shel Eved. And then the Eved is also B'Shifcha Baschirin. In other words, it could very well be a whole like the Chachamim that's a Shlus to go free. So once he gives you the Shliach, you're done. So the fact he received it, then automatically he's also B'Shifcha. But you don't know if it's true or not. You know what I mean? So you're automatically in this limbo state. Because if he gave it this, maybe it's free, it's a schos, but maybe not. So who's he going to be able to marry? So maybe that's what you have to say, Lamaisa. But the Ramban gives a different teretz. Let's get it. The Ramban gives a different teretz. So what does he say? The Ramban says, and we'll go over all these teretz before we get to the Taisa Terutzim. But the Ramban says that since we believe the Eved by Kitei Nashim, we believe by Shechrer Avonim. Why? Why do we believe my Shikhar of Adam Shalom Nachmer, Bakal, Yosef, and Mechomer? What does that mean? Since we believe that, which one's more of a stringent category? Get Isha or Star Shikhar? Which stakes are higher? Of course, and if you're Mako by Get Isha, you've got to be Mako by the lesser category. But by Adam that don't know how to sign stencil, that's Dafka Lechachila. They won't sign the Star Shikhar. But Bidi Evid, they signed it. Bain be Get Isha, maybe Star Shikhar, it's kosher. So is the Ravan also Machshon B'Yevit Starry moment? That's a big Machlej Mishon. The Raman Hukz Mavav Loi Perik Chav Dala Chav Apostles. Choshin Mishpun Mechabrisim and Mem Hesiv Dala Apostles. Ramok Kochish Machshon and Turna Magen Mishnah B'Shem Rashbo that they allow it Lamaisa, that Adam that signed that don't know how to sign their name Lamaisa, is that considered to be good or not? Adam that don't know how, do we have that kula about what? About the stencils, Lamaisa.
Why does that compare to Martin? Why do we say, just because Geisha is more,
Because, if the stakes are higher and you were still Makel, so you should be the same way by Evi Kanani.
Why?
The stakes are less higher. So if you had a kula by Geisha, you should have the kula by what? By Star Shikhar. That's what Ramban's Teres. That's what he says. You allow the kula of the stencils, then you know it should be good, Lamaisa.
Yeah, but I can take the Hefa.
Right. No, not the Kula stencil, but the Fanei Nechta, that's what we're saying. We believe the Eved by Gittin Nashim, we believe by Shishukar Avonim. By the Edom, we don't know that. That's on the Chachilu, we're saying. That's only the Chachilu. But the Eved will allow them, even if they don't know how to sign their names.
For also the Eved?
This Kula stencil, yes. So let's chazer this all over. Okay, let's get this. So we're still in the Kasha Taisis, are you? We're still in the Kasha of the Taisis. Okay? What did Taisis ask? Let's go. What did Taisis ask? He says, by get, it's enough to say what? Shliach, you don't need to aid him. By Evid, because of Aguna. By Evid, what type of Aguna is there? Yes? That was Tosis Kash, is that correct? So what does the Tosis written in the Rashba say? In a Hanami. There's what? There is no Aguna by Evid, but I don't care. It's a low plug. Not a low plug, but a Hekish. We compare a Gedisha of Hekish and done. That's it. They equated Vinim. Fine. That Lamaisa is going to answer Taisa Kasha right off the bat. But the Ramban, Chushan, add on to Taisa Kasha, and they say we had a Kula by stencils, by Gedisha, by Star Shikhar, we didn't. So according to Taisus, why are we Mekel? Isn't there also a Guna problem by what? The Fee Taisus, Lamaisa, yeah? The Fee Taisus, if there's an Guna problem, why don't we also Mekel by what? Why are we Mekel by the Evid too as well? That strengthens the Kasha of Taisus. That strengthens the Kasha of Taisus. In other words, Lamaisa, why aren't we Mako by Evid? Lamaisa, why aren't we Mako by Evid? The Gemara is the stencil din that doesn't applies by Gedisha, not Star Shikhar, proves that Lamaisa, that there's no Egon, but Taisus bothered. Why aren't we Mako? There's a Shachas Egon too. So the Pnei Yeshua says, only from Medina Siam were they Mako, because maybe you'll now find signatures to sign. But Hakshin the Adim, you'll find other Adim. Only by Isha, because we're afraid the guy's going to what? The guy might die. Okay. The Ramban and the Ran answer that Lamaisa is Yigun by Evid, because if he's Makabal the Star Shikhar, he doesn't say Fanei Nechta, he's also been Mechorim, because he's also been Ba'ach Shikhar and Ben Shifcha. But Adim don't know how to sign, Dafka by a woman do we have to worry about the stencil? But Eved is no problem because why? He could get married. What do you mean? Taisa said what? Maybe he gave, don't give the shtar, he went to Meshivchah. The Ran says the same thing. The problem is sometimes he'll give the shtar to the Eved to a shliach ba korchus 11 and then he goes free. And then you're stuck. You're not, the Eved's going to be also Meshivchah. Mutter Baschayr, and also Baschayr, because maybe it's not a good star shikr. Why don't you say it's good Baschayr? How do you know it's good? And the Rabban's teretz is that if you're Mako by the category of Gedishah, it's more common, so too by star shikr, Evid, Ashtiyah has to be good. But by Adim, but Evid, if they sign, they don't know what they're doing, they're kosher. In fact, there's two days, the Rabban says kosher also kosher mishpat, the Ram says balsam, the Mechaber says balsam, the Ramako says Mashir, that they don't know how to sign, is it good? So this is the kasha, I want you guys to get down. It's a great kasha. So what igun is there by Evan? What igun is there by Evan? Not shayach iguna. I tiny misuyas. If you should mishum iguna, or you say no monos about, it's mishum iguna, fine. But if it's mishum what? It's mishum ain't no monos about, they have the monos about. So back to the terror. Let's see the terror that's down inside. Guys, take a look. Go ahead, you're doing a great job. Go ahead. Let's see inside. Let's work. Mayor Haas. Mayor, so you have the Tysus there. You have the Tysus. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yes, Omar.
I'll answer. The Hashuv Igun are the Aser Bebas Chor.
Wow. Umasha what?
Umasha Inu Mishayev Mitzvahs.
See the power of Mitzvahs. You're considered a Guna because you can't marry a Bas Chorin. That's a bad thing. Yes? You consider to be a Bas Chorin. Yes? You're also a Bas Chorin and you're not Chayev Mitzvahs. Because you only have two. So that's considered to be tied down. We want to make it as kuladik possible that you can become a full-fledged Jew with full-fledged Jew strong and chayv and all the mitzvahs. That's what we want. That's really what we want. So, lamaisa, that's really what we want. So, the Gerish Yerachim, the Beis Aharon ask, are you familiar with the Gemara later on Lamechesim and Aleph? What does it say on Lamechesim and Aleph? Are you allowed to Meshach your Rebbe Kanani in general?
No.
If you're a master, are you allowed to?
No.
There's an Isser essay called what? Liolam Behem? Tavodu. What does that mean? Always keep them in a state of servitude. There's an Isser essay. The Torah doesn't say Al Teshachar, it says Liolam Behem Tavodu. So the Ratzon of the Torah, Ain't Zeh Ratzon of the Torah that you be chayvin mitzvahs and be able to marry a Bas Chayrin. It's a great kasha. What is Tosh's answer? I'll tell you why it's a Naguna. Why? Why is it a Naguna? Because he's also a Bas Chayrin and he's not Chayv Mitzvahs. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? The Torah has an Isser essay. You're not allowed to free him. The Torah wants you to keep him what?
In servitude.
The Torah wants him to be in servitude. It's a great kasha. So the answer of the Beis Aharon is that Balav HaKitz also Mishtabed him. And such a case also Mishachar him. What do you mean it's also Mishtabed him? Why is it also to put him in servitude? Why is it usher to put him in servitude? Because the other one already freed him. And he did a pa'ula to write a star shikr. It's no worse than being mafkar. So that's why it's usher mishabed him. And here, since the other one already freed him, he did a pa'ula. He did a pa'ula lamaisa to write the star shikr slogger and hefker. Well, how do you know, Sarach Beer says the Bar Yaakov, how do you know that he was mishakr? Because the writing of the star shikr is not hefker. Maybe because he sent the star shikr from Nisiyam, it's considered as if he gave it to him, the star, and he gave up hope. Also, another answer is if he's Meshachar in the Evan, you think we're talking about Rishoyim? That's over in Isser? Obviously, it's Mutter the Shachar. We're talking about a case where it's Mutter the Meshachar. So that's what the Gerish Yerachim answers. He asks, Klapi Shmaya, Kolzman is not Meshub, is not Chai Mitzvahs. Says, Lolem Bem Tavonu. So he says, the Kutei Chavar Ben Chaim says, Lashon Mishnah is the Adon Chutzlarts sent a star shikr for his Evid in Eretz Yisrael. We pask an Evid that escapes from his master from Chutzlarts Eretz Yisrael is usher to serve him. Right? Because it says, Lotaske Evid Aldonah, what daf? And get Memheim and Al. If he escapes to what? Escapes to Eretz Yisrael, he's off the hook. So therefore, this Evid is Potter. Why is this Evid Potter? Because he already what? This Evid is Potter from the Shibud. There's no longer what? There's no longer an essay of Lelem Tovodu. Yeah? Memela, it comes good that there's an Iguna. It's not Chayv and Mitzvahs. Kolzma is not Meshukh Lagamri. Because what'd you do to him? You potter him already. You understand what I'm saying? You potter him already. How did you potter him already? Because he's already what? You can't be Meshabed him anymore. Why can't you be Meshabed anymore? Because he escaped to what? Evet Shabbat Me'adonim Michutz L'Atzeret. Escaped there to Israel. Once he's there, it's like free. It's like he can't fork him anymore. So it's like what? It's like kind of like he's half what? He's half Meshukr. So therefore, in that case, that's where the situation was where you're in Iguna. That's what he wants to tiny. That's what he wants to tiny. In such a case, Mutal L'Shakr. That would be the case, maybe. An answer, Lamais. Or you could say, because the Adon sent the Shikr Medina sounds as if he gave him the star already and he's Mishayish from it. So that would be maybe the Chiddush, because we say it's considered to be an Iguna. So that's about Skarnes Nachai Mitzvahs. What are you talking about? There's an Isser Esse. No. Here, there's a special case, Asa Meshavadim anyway. So there's Asa Meshavadim anyway, there's no Isser Meshachrim. Right? Because he already was Meshachrim. He did the Pula. Logar Mehefker. He's Lo Gar Mehefker. He already did the pool. How did he already do the pool? He did a pool to write the Star Shikr. Whether it's good or not, I don't know. But it's enough to say it's Hefker. So therefore, that's the Chiddush you want to bring out. Halacha L'maisa. That's the Chiddush you want to bring out. Now, that's the answer you want to say from Lekutei Chavar Ben Chaim, that's the case, L'maisa. So talking about against Adon, that's the Chutzah sent to get Shikr to his Eved in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Now, I have a kash on the kash of Tosis. What did Tosis ask? Tosis said, Ma igun yesh, yes? If it's because of Asar Bacharon of Shivcha, then don't give it. So don't give it, you won't be getting any problems. So, Lomaisim, Pnei Yoshua and the Maram Shiv ask, according to the Rabbanan, that says a chus, the evidence is already what? The evidence is already free, Bekabal Shivcha. How can you say he's Asar Shivcha? He's also a shivcha. According to the Rabbanan, it's a schus. The Eved's already in Shachar of Kabbalah Shlich. There was also a shivcha. You hear what I'm saying? According to the Rabbanan, it's a schus. The second he touches it, she's already what? She's already free. So you're already also a shivcha. So how can you tell me to eat soon, Master Bechaz Chayrin, Ube Shivcha? What do you mean? You're already also a shivcha. You understand what I'm saying? You're already also a shivcha. Why does he make it seem like, oh, why does it make it seem like, you know, don't give it over and you won't be Asur B'Shivcha? What do you mean you won't be Asur B'Shivcha? You already gay? You already Shlich L'Kabbalah? So Ram Shif answers, according to a mayor, it's a chov. Pnei Yoshua answers that the kash is according to a mayor or according to a bunch of holy chlaf kiski. So we don't assume he's already gone free. The other answer, you understand what I'm saying? We don't assume he's already gone free. According to Rabbi Kiva Eger, what's the Mishnah talking about? It's not a Shlich L'Kabbalah. Remember the Mishnah talking about Behedji that he made him a Shlich L'Olacha. So Tosis Kasha is a great Kasha. Don't give the star. Don't give the star. So won't go free. That's what the Biurim says. On the bottom of the page of the Maram Shif, there's the Karnei Reim on the bottom of the Rishon. There's the Biurim, the Maram Shif, Os Dalet. Take a look at Os Dalet there. Then the Pnei Yoshua and the Maram Shif give another teretz. Let's get it. That since the Shliach is not believed to say B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta, but he must, you have to have Edikim. And there won't be Edikim. And the Eved is Asur Eved B'Shivcha, and the Eved can't have Miriam Batskoyr. So it comes out that Kabbalah Shishtar Shukr is a Chov for him. And he's not giving him Shukr because of the Kabbalah Shishliach, unless he gives over the Shtar Shukr. Therefore, Tais has the Kasha, don't give over the Shtar Shukr, it's Mutta B'Shivcha. You follow that? Let's say it again. According to the Pnei Yoshua and Maram Shiv, since if the Shliach is not believed to say B'Farei Nechtov, he needs to say, since if the Shliach is not believed to say Vanetta, you need an Edikim, and if there won't be an Edikim, what do you do? The Eved is going to be Asur B'Shivcha, and the Eved won't be able to marry a Bas Chayrin. He's in limbo. So it comes out that Kabbalah Shtar Shukr is a chol for him. That's an ingenious answer, because it puts him in this quagmire. And therefore what? He's not going to be Meshukr because of the Kabbalah of the Shliach. He doesn't morph into Shliach Kabbalah. Unless what? Unless you give him what? If you don't give him the Shtar Shukr. Right? If you don't give him the Shtar Shukr, therefore Tais asks, don't give over the Shtar Shukr, and then you'll be Mutter B'Shivcha. Right? So it comes out, it's an ingenious answer, L'maisa. You need Edikim, and if there won't be Edikim, what do you need? Asur B'Shivcha. So Asur B'Shivcha can't marry Bas Chayrin. So calling Shtar Shukr is bad for him, because he won't be free if you don't give him over the Shtar Shukr. So therefore Tais is asking, well, don't give over the Shtar Shukr, which won't be a Chovr, and then you'll remain Mutter B'Shivcha. That's what he's saying. That's the Chiddush. That's the Chiddush Lomais want to suggest. So it turns out to be a chov for this situation. Turns out to be a chov. Why is it a chov? Why is it a chov? Well, because it puts him in this quagmire where he can't marry anybody. Okay? So shuven and mishachar makalos klashich im lo yidun lo shtar shichar. So therefore, Toises asks a great kasha. Don't give over the shtar shichar, be mutar shichar. Okay, this is the pshat lemaisa. Okay? Or you could say like the Kudich of Rabbi Chaim, who's the Talmud of Chassam Sofer, who says the case to Amman, an Eved that was Baruch from Adonim Chutzar to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, great. Where are we up to now? We got up to the two dots. Next Toises. Go ahead, let's go. You're doing a great job, Usher. Go ahead. Okay. More and more mitzvahs, guys. Let's go. Go ahead. Ipcha Havalele Mem. What's Ipcha mean?
Switch it.
Should be the opposite. Why are you modeling get Isha to Shichar Abadim? Should be the other way. Yes? Working through it. Right? Yeah? Should be Shichar Abadim compared to get Isha. Yeah? Go ahead. That's what it should say. The Iker Din. That started for not by a woman. Ella what?
Ella agav the ad hashta ayir begitin
nafsei. What mesecht is this? Mesecht is gittin or mesecht is avodin? Mesecht is avodin is one of those minor mesechtas. Mesecht is ketanis, brises. In the back of mesecht is avodin zar. So I want to do mesecht is brises. Mesecht is gerir, mesecht is kusim, mesecht is sitzim, mesecht is tefillin. Mesecht is there's rabbi, there's zutu, avos of nosen. Chaim Kanievsky is a tali, great going, has his farm on all those mesechtas. But it's not one of 63 mesechtas. We're one of mesecht is gittin. Therefore, it's mentioned first. It says Gittin before what? Kedisha before Shichar Avodah. Even though you're like, looks like you're modeling it, but that's what we're talking about. I mentioned that first. Okay, very good. Let's see, Vaitha. Now we start to let's go to the next one. Okay, go ahead. You're the Skiddish. Let's see, guys.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Should we start with the Gemara?
Yeah, we're gonna see the Gemara, Lamais.
Okay.
But what I bring out, Lamais, is the Odiyah Shlomo, if Meshach Deb is Tomah Lobashiyaskin. We're not talking about a situation. It's Mutl Shachar. Mutl Shachar. Not that he did it, Lamais. Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
He equate the two. Go ahead.
Tanah Rabbah.
So we learned in the Mishnah. There's lots of drachim shabu gitanashim and shabu gitanashim. There are
three ways in which gitanashim
are similar to shabu gitanashim. Shabu l'molok l'mevi. They're similar in going in and out of Eretz Yisrael. I mean, they need to say b'fanei nechtu
b'fanei nechtu, right? That din of b'fanei nechtu is one din. Are you with me? Chol up,
number two. B'chol get sheish lev in kusi. Also, what's a gate kusi? Kusi? Keri emes, keri rayas hen. Yes? Two sheetas. They found them bowing down to the Mishnah. Morchum wataf. Vov. Vov enough. They threw them out of Klal Yisrael. They found them bowing down to a statue of a dove. Go ahead. Excellent.
Excellent.
Here the word star means all stars. Yeah.
Any doctrine brought up in a non-Jewish court.
Right.
Even though there's signatures on the non-Gentiles, kasher, they're all kosher, chutz mekitin nashim yishkor rabbah.
So it's flipped. It's a good way to remember it. Now it's get kusi. Eight kusi written on any star. Here the word get means a star, you know, documents. Remember we had that? Where we have that a get meant documents?
First
Tosis. First Tosis is excellent, Binyamin. Any get that is a kusi is possible except for watch. Get the Nashim struggle except for Kinyani. I don't know what about a star Kedushin. I'm not sure. There are other star Kinyans, but at least it says get Isha. What's the other way? It goes through our calls. What's good? Everything is kosher except for what? So you see how it's flipped? By kusi, it's a kula by being a get. It's kosher. Shukr avonim. Here it's a chum. Go ahead.
Okay.
Hazdina machusidina. Chutz me get a nashua shukr avonim. And Reb Meir is there four dinim that are equal. Yes?
And Reb Meir says four. Omer tain get zel uski. Yishar shifr zel abdi. And it says, give this guy to my wife, or give this document to my slave. Rotsa lakso vishnei and yakso. He wants to retract on them, then he can retract. Divya Reb Meir. That's what Reb Meir
says. Why does Reb Meir say he can retract? Because why?
Because
it's the chov to go free. Whereas according to the Chachamim, what's the din? Once your shliya touches, zachal shalvanim, and you're done. Right? Right, but everyone gives by a get Isha, it's what? It's a detriment, yes? So you can be chozer bo by what? By get. Machlokes is by what? Shtar shichur. But according to a mayor, it's the same thing. That's why it's called a mayor four. There are four dinim that are the same. Okay? Let's take a look at Rashi. Guys, let's get it. Let's get it. Go ahead.
That they made these documents with a non-Jewish basin. Chosman Shekasu, the signature is at the sign, Kasher, the Dina de Machosadina, because of Dina de Machosadina. Yahweh and Shia Nosanam, Kabul Yisrael, even though the one who gives and himself are both Jews.
That's correct. So what does Rashi seem to be saying? Read the next Rashi, Chutz.
Chutz me Gitchen Rashi. The law of B'nai Kris is Dina, because they're not involved in the laws of Gittin.
There's no Gittin by what, Goyim? They could just stop living together. That's the constitute again. Go ahead.
Toel below Shaykh and Utar's Gidim and Kedushin, since they're not Shaykh and the realm of Gidim and Kedushin.
Aval.
Aval Adinin, they're not even in Noah. But for Dinin, they were commanded as part of the law.
Right, Dinin, we want to show them to say Noah.
The
Chain.
The Chain Shaykh are about him. The Chok Sula de Raisa Shava, that by Shaykh are about him, it's all possible de Raisa.
Right.
Shechur
will get Shava. Any psul dress is Shava Shechur will get Isha. The Gemara law.
And we learn out from
Zer Shava. Law mi Isha. Law Kupa Solo Nita Law by Star Shechur and Kasa Law Sef Gris. So all the psulim we equate between Get Isha Star Shechur. What is this Rashi as a collector's item? You tell me. Why is this Rashi a collector's item? What? Why didn't Rashi say that Goyim are Pusul latest? Why did he say Goyim are Pusul on a Get? Please get it. What'd you say? Labanei krisus nina. Yes, he didn't say they're not kosher edim. Please get this down. Rashi's sheet is that their edim are what? Goyim are kosher edis. Wow, where there's no kshasha, they're gonna lie. It's amazing. This Rashi is a collector's item. It's a diuk though. You got to notice it. It says the reason why they're not good by get is because they're not bnei krisus nina. They have no shachas to get in kedushin. But he doesn't say that they're apostle edis. Mash in other areas, it would be kosher. And Tosa says this at Yudim and Beis as well, in Raskal Vahal. Humaisa. Okay, Tosas argues, he says, Goyim are psulim, they're postulatus. Rashi doesn't say they're postulatus. Tosas argues on Rashi and Yudim and Beis. It's amazing. Who else says it? Who else says it? Tosas and Boba Kama, Pechasim and Alf, Tosas and Rosh, and the Pnei Yeshua Vayos. They're all of the opinion. They're all of the opinion, Allah Almighty, said a goy is what? A goy is kosher latest. Where there's no kshash, he's going to lie. That's an amazing chiddush. Okay? Who else says like this? I gave the goy shashri and dafyud. What does he say in the name of the Sefer HaChokhmah? That a goy is kosher latest, where what? Where there's kshash, he's going to lie. But if we know he's not going to lie, we believe him. So what's the din? Rashi. Toysim Baba Kama, Tais Rosh, Pnei Yeshua, they all say that what? That a Goy's Kosh Ladies Mini Raisa, where there's no Shashkin Mishakar. And that's beared out by the Goy Shashu B'Shem and Sefer HaChokhmah, that as Tam Goy, we assume he's going to lie, but when we know for sure he's not lying, it's Kosher. You got this collector's item, Shita? Koin to Rashi, a Goy's Kosh Ladies. Koin to Rashi, who else? Koin to Toysis. One reason why it says Pulse, because Lishmo increases. And that's what the Goy Shashu says B'Shem HaChokhmah. So Pizeh, what does the Gemara say on Yudim and Beis? Stars that come from our coast are kosher. Why? Because no one's going to make them slaves look bad and lie. Yes? No one's going to make themselves look bad. So why does it say stars are going or sharing since they don't make themselves look bad? Moshe and Aaron are postulatus. They would never look themselves bad. They never would lie. But they're kroven. They're postulatus. Goyim should be postulatus. Should be a psul. So what's the answer? The goy is at some kosher, just chash is going to lie. There are two types of psul you can have names. Two types of psul you can have names. Psul edis. You can have a psul because of a chash and a shaker. Or you can have a psul be'etzim.
Isn't it called psul aguf?
Yeah, psul be'etzim or psul aguf we'll call it also. So what do you see from here? A goy is not a psul aguf, a goy is a chash mashaker. According to Rashi, where you know he's not going to lie, he's going to be good. And therefore, our cause, everyone's afraid to lie. How can a goy be kosher latus? He's not a chicha. Who has this kasha? Tells about Bava Kamen Mordechai. What's the terrors? That's only by dinim nefashos, dinim amanus. We base ourselves on das baldin. And considered to be a chazaka shel raya. No. So an edus should be able to work where you know he's not lying. Yes? That's what comes out to be beautiful terrors. Comes along with Nachum Pratchovich. He says, Rashi holds Dafkin Evid, which is Bechal Yisroel. Yes, you need Achiv. But a goy is not Bechal Achiv. He has Shem Mitzvah in Noach. And therefore it includes that his kosher laid is dinim. He's also included kosher laid is dinim that applied to them. And we don't care whether he's not a chicha. See, if you're a little bit a chicha, you're going to get stricken with the malady. But a goy is not part of that. Tais is here in Baba Kam, the Rana Mordechai. That goes through quotes. A goy is possible laid is minatayr. Because he's excluded from the cross sheker. Anav achiv. Prat la goy shen achiv. The Rama, please get it. We allow Edis that came up in our calls, tossing around the Mordechai, Takanus Chachamim. So Takanus Chachamim? Rambam says that he's possibly the Sprat Lachim Shenachim. But they want to say, according to the Rambam, Lamaisa, the reason why we're Mako, so Takanus Chachamim. And the Rosh of the Chachamim, Rambam and them Takanus Ashuk, couldn't do business. We have to do business with their documents. So based on all this, the Pnei Yoshu and the Ksus HaChoshin ask Lefi Rashi, what's Gemara's kasha on Yudim and Beis? How can you call it Star Matana that comes on our coast? It's Star Chaspa Mama. Bishlam, according to Tais, the Gemara has to tell me Adam Sharon make the Star Star. But according to Rashi, what's the kasha Gemara that the Star is Malia? Koish Kosh Leidish was not Chashash Shaker. So the Ksos says, Dafka Stari Rayar Kosher Begoyim, not Star Kinyan. Goyim are apostles of the sign Gin because Labne Krisis Ninu. So to a Koish Kona Bekesim, not Star. They're not Bnei Star Ninu. Therefore, the apostle ladies, the apostle be enemy starting mecher, dafkin starting rally or the kosher. So, according to Rashi, there might be kosher, say for Achav, and only for starting right after starting kinyan. Rabbi Parvarsky writes, please get it. Rabbi Parvarsky writes, Mumais and dinim. Yeah, Rabbi Parvarsky writes, not diamond. A get is not Baturis getting, you're not able to be Adim. Here, they're kinyonim, they're Baturis kinyonim. Just they're not in the kinyan, this one track of star. We never found the apostolatus for that. Here, there's kinyanim all over, or a scope of kinyanim, a ray of kinyanim, and you know, not in the kinyan of star. We never found that you should be apostolatus. So that's what Dovah Bararsky says. By a get, it's not Torah's Kedushin. Can't be anything. But here, they have kinyanim. There's not the kinyan zesho star. So we don't find that makes them apostolatus. Okay, let's close with the following. What did the Rashi say? He said, Al dinim nistava b'nei Noach. Didn't he say that? Didn't he say Al dinim? Where is that a quote from? Sanhedrin, yes? Daf nun vav. You saw that Rashi? Usher. Said, Chutz mikidin Usher. Al dinim nistava b'nei Noach. Yes, Bench. But he says, Al dinim nistava. Yeah, go ahead real quick.
Is that how we hold the Lacha today?
We hold the goy's possible edge. We don't hold like Rashi. We don't hold like Rashi in the goy's Mordechai. We don't hold like that. We hold his possible edges. Okay? We hold his possible edges. But those who show them that say his kosher only meant for star rye, not for star kinyan. They cannot produce a kinyan. So what do you mean here?
What happens when a Jew brings a non-Jew to
Bethlehem
today?
We don't accept him. We don't accept the goy's possible edges. We don't accept.
So how? So if the goy,
unless you do kibbutz lie, unless they say we want to accept the goy, the two litigants, they have to make a kinyan. They have to make a kinyan. You want to accept the guy, otherwise it's not good.
Okay. So if the
goy
agrees to come to
Bezdin,
then
goy's posel nowadays. We pass the litigants. We don't hold like Rashi.
Baldin's
different. Litigant's different. Talk about Aiden. The last din let's get to. We got that mincha. Very quickly, yes.
But Rebbe did say though that a Jew can come be an aid if they got hearsay from a goy, right?
No.
Did we talk about something
hearsay
like that?
Hearsay is possible, only aides isha is mutter. For aides minatera is possible hearsay. Only the rabbanon for aides isha. That's why when the husband's dead.
Okay.
Aides isha, Rashi is a cool. Now, what does this Rashi mean? It says, al-dinim nistavu.
Let's just decide that.
Yeah, what is it? Yeah, correct. What does al adinim nistava b'nei noach mean? What are the shemits b'nei noach? Six negative, one positive. What are the six negative? Can't steal get any alive limb. No, no, that it means curse. It's curse. It's cursing. It means adultery, avodah zarah, and murder, right? Those are the six. The seventh one is to create a system. Please get this down. The Rambam in Malachim, Pirkei Tes, Halacha Dalet, argues with the Ramban. According to the Rambam, what is the nature of Shem and Spinoah? To make sure the other six you abide by. What does the Ramban say it means? Parts of a Yishluch. No, to create a legal system. To create a legal system. If I would ask you, is Rashi like the Rambam or the Ramban? You guys tell me. No? Is Rashi like the Rambam or the Ramban? No, the Ramban. Nitzav al dinim. Nitzav al dinim. He's saying, talking about the legal system. Not talking about the make sure the other six. He's talking about how the system runs. The legal system. With the documents. That's 100% clear what I'm saying. Be modal emes. Don't be modal emes. Be a chacham not a goylem. Be a chacham not a goylem. Shiva dram nemru be chacham. Most of the time you're right, but here you know I'm right. Here you know I'm right. I understand we're talking about documents in the legal system. Documents in the legal system is how the legal system runs. He's not talking about how to fulfill murder and what. To make sure they abide by it, you know that I'm right. You hear him? And that is why Rashi is Meduyak who? Like who? Like the Ramban, correct. Not like the Rambam, correct? Now, there's a further backlash, the Ramban and the Tziv. When they make their legal system, should they look in the Ksos and the Sivas? Or should they make up what they think makes sense logically on their own? That's on Mahalikas, the Chuvas or Ramon and the Nitziv. Chuvas or Ramon against the Nitziv. You know Dr. Siv does Al Vashon? His son's a Rav and Tinev, Rav Siv. Rav Siv. You ever heard of him? He put out the Chuvas or Ramon. So when you say that they have a legal system, does that mean that they look at our Shulchan Aruch HaShem Mishpat? Or do they make up their own rules? That's a machlekes, the Ramban who? The Nitziv within the one Ramban. Rambam says abide by the six din. Okay, everyone, I'm wonderful. Let's stop mincha. Mary, we got to stop mincha.
Take this minute.
Mary, mincha. Mary, why don't you stay with us, mincha, Mary?